I'm Doug Johnson, and this year we'll be celebrating 40 years of broadcasting Christ-centered programming and music in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. And today I'm visiting with Gene Stahlkamp, president of the board of directors for Kinship Radio. Hi, Gene.
Hello, Doug.
Now, Gene, you've been involved with Kinship Radio since its very beginning. But first of all, let me thank you for listening to the Lord and following his leading and being that obedient servant, you and the other men that started Kinship Radio so many years ago. But take us back and tell us how it all got started.
Well, back in about 1980, Maury Schwinn, who lived here in Blue Earth, he had a farm right on the edge of town, and he had this vision, or dream, some say, but a vision. He saw a tower right out there on the hillside that said, "Jesus is Lord." And he had this vision twice, and then he asked his pastor, he says, "What's going on? I keep seeing this tower." And his pastor says, "Well, maybe God wants you to start a radio station, a Christian radio station. We could use one here." A few days later, he was at the governor's office in St. Paul, and he ran into a guy, and they got to talking, and this fellow was working with a man up there. They were going to start another radio station in Blue Earth. There was a frequency available. But then he changed his mind, and he says he's not going to do it anymore. Well, that got Maury's attention right away. So he says, "Is this available?" So then he told his pastor about it, and they kind of passed the word. That's when I heard about it. And there'd been a few of us in the area praying for a station. And he called a meeting, and from there, just step by step, it kind of got put together.
And this was a time when there was really no Christian radio in southern Minnesota or northern Iowa.
There was none here. We'll get up close to Minneapolis, we could hear it. But there was nothing out here.
I know it's changed a lot in these recent years, but we've been so blessed as a radio ministry. And it started as a, what, 3,000-watt station? Just
yes.
One station there in Blue Earth?
One station. And that went together pretty good, and then we had an opportunity to raise the power there up to 50,000. So we took that, and little by little, there's been frequencies popping up, and we've been applying for them.
Yeah, it's exciting to see how it's grown so much. I bet when you first started this, talking about it some 40 years ago, you never imagined what it could blossom into.
It's so different now, because then it was just on the air. You had to go from tower to tower. Now we've got satellites and this new phone system that's getting put in the area, these glass lines. You can send a signal 1,000 miles in a couple seconds.
And I know when I first started, we were still using albums and turntables a little bit, and got into CDs, and now it's all on MP3s, and we have wonderful audio things that we can work with software that make things so much easier. But God has really provided in a lot of ways. But not only the equipment, but the people.
People keep asking, and we've had a lot of people just pitch in and help us in a lot of different ways.
I bet you've seen a lot of miracles through the years and how it all started.
When we first got started, we had a lawyer hired out in Washington, D.C., and Maury and I visited him one day, and he says, "Guys, what's going on down there?" He says, "Things just don't happen this way." Everything was falling together so smoothly, and it's things like that that keep encouraging us.
Wow. Well, I'm talking with Gene Stahlkamp. He's the president of Kinship Radio's board of directors. And Gene, what has impacted you maybe the most about being involved with the radio ministry these past 40 years? Still involved, and we're still growing, and what just keeps you wanting to do more?
Well, it seems like little by little, step by step, it just keeps growing. We hear reports from people that have listened, enjoyed what they heard, and helped them in their life. And it's just all kinds of things. They've fallen together. It's unreal.
Yeah, so the testimonies we get, you know, every year we do our share, and we put together those ministry moments. We call people and interview folks, and they tell us, you know, "Hey, when I was listening to Kinship Radio, I came to know the Lord." I mean, we've had so many people say that. Or, "I was at the end of my rope, and I was ready to call my life done. And then I heard something on the radio ministry." And I mean, that just gives you goosebumps, I think, when you hear those things and how God's used this radio ministry.
Yeah, way back when I started listening, all we had was cassette tapes to listen to. But the more I listened, the better I felt, the better I got. I had some physical problems, but it just kept going. And I figured, well, I'm going to overload on that. And it changed my life.
Yeah, we can be that option that takes people from Sunday to Sunday or Sunday to Wednesday. You know, we have that Christian option out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So That's what's wonderful about Kinship Radio. And, you know, Gene, sometimes I've said on the air that, you know, it's going to be a great reunion in heaven someday when people walk up to us and say, hey, I was listening to your radio station, and that's why I'm here. And, you know, what a reunion we'll have someday in heaven.
Yeah, there's so many people that I think we've got more people listening out there than we realize, you know.
Yeah, thousands of people. And now, you know, we've witnessed a lot of growth since 1983 from that one 3,000-watt station in Blue Earth. And right now we have 8 full-power stations and 14 translators in Minnesota and Iowa. But, you know, God's not done yet. I know you guys are always praying that if God would open some doors, and there's some doors that are being opened, and that's what we're going to raise some funds to help those ministries build up. 6 new radio stations now we've been granted.
Yeah, we've got the licenses for them, and we got 2 years to get them on the air. So it'll come together.
I know that's what we're aiming for in this Spring Up campaign. We're having April 19th and 20th, and, you know, 6 new radio stations, so there's going to be greater outreach into all these areas.
There'll be a couple of them that will be Spanish, so it's kind of a new wing for us.
A new venture, because, you know, we know there's a lot of Hispanics listening, and so we want to expand that part of our outreach, too. So.
Sure.
And we're just trying to listen to the Lord. And I know you as a board, when you get together, you just probably pray a lot and say, God, what would you want us to do? What happens at a board meeting when you talk about the expansion and different things and what the Lord's doing here?
Well, we talk over a lot of things, but you said that one word, listen. If you, one of the first scriptures, it really meant something to me, Mark chapter 4. It says many times, listen, listen, listen. And there's always something to hear.
No, we can get ahead of ourselves, and sometimes God says slow down a bit too, but he's opened up these doors for these 6 new radio stations, so we're excited about putting those on the air and getting the gospel out to some new places and new folks, so we hope that more people even come to know about Kinship Radio.
Upon every time we start something or there's people there, there's a scripture that comes to mind. Jesus and his disciples were talking to a lot of people. And when they got done, Jesus says, let's go to the other side. And when they got to the other side, there was ministry waiting for them.
Well, we know there's a lot of ministry out there to be done yet, and we're excited. I bet it's hard for you to imagine what started 40 years ago is what it is today.
Oh, yeah, and it's gone fast, but it's been interesting.
Well, thanks for all you've done with the radio ministry and your prayers and things that have helped make this possible, Gene. We sure appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Any final comments you might want to make to our listening family?
Just anybody that's listening, feel free to stop in here. And we got a brand new facility here in Mankato. Any way you feel you can pitch in and help us, let us know.
Thanks again, Gene, for all you do for this radio ministry and what you mean to this organization.
Well, thank you.